Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Woo! Yeah. Well, you always let me through.
Right. Hopefully everybody's praying, and I know we were all praying over here in Tampa Bay yesterday. Woohoo! The Bucs won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Way to go, team. And Tom Brady. And the guy that went streaking through the Super Bowl. And all the healthcare workers that got free tickets in to see the game. Good for them. Congratulations, guys. You earned it. You worked yourself to death, literally, through this whole COVID pandemic, and you deserve it. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back because we have two special guests calling in today. We've got Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki, Nicole Turner calling in from Lasting Impressions by Nicole, and then later on in the show, we've got Miss Dawn Reese from Hollywood Connection. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed, she knows no limits. She craves attention, she praises an image. She prays to be guarded by the sculptor.
Just the way you are. You don't have to change a thing.
All right, and we're back. We are back. Very excited to be back. A lot's been going on. We shot our very first music video a couple weeks ago, and we want to give a huge shout-out to the Beacon Community Church. Thank you for allowing us to use your location. And we also have another shout-out. We had some amazing lunch donated by Bruno's Pizza up in, let's see, where is that at? That is in Spring Hill, Florida. They provided enough baked ziti and homemade bread and salad for everyone there. And we had probably about 50 people in the building or less. It was somewhere in that range. Big shout outs to everybody for coming together, all of the actors and singers, and everyone. We did our very best. We have been reworking this video for the past couple of weeks, trying to put it all together so that it makes sense in time to submit it to the International Christian Film Festival. So, we want to make sure that everybody involved, that was there, that participated, everyone is in the music video one way or another. So we wouldn't leave anyone out ever, all right? And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Miss Nikki Turner calling in. So I think we're going to play one more song, and then we'll be back. Coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello, Nikki. How are you today?
Hi. How are you
today? Oh, man. We're doing great. We're doing wonderful. Glad to hear you. It's been a couple of weeks. We've been so busy. Everybody's been so busy. It's Nicole Turner from Lasting Impressions, guys. So tell everybody what you've been up to this past weekend. Can't wait to see those images pop up on your site.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will be. So stay tuned to our pages and our
info. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to thank you. Also, I was giving people shout-outs here just a little bit ago for the music video that we shot a couple weeks ago that we've been working on and trying to get it done in time for the International Christian Film Festival. But you were there actually doing more than you normally do, but you were helping me out with some assistance to the director as well as doing the behind the scenes shots.
Yeah, and I even have to sit in the floor shot.
You were Yes, you are even in the music. That's what I was just telling everybody, how I, you know, no matter what, I really wanted to make sure one way or the other that everyone appears in the music video that worked on it, you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love the concept behind it, and you know, there are so many artists in our community and, you know, some other special guests that have joined us.
Artists and celebrities have jumped on board. Like, so exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, whether you're a makeup artist or photographer like Susan or, you know, singers and actors and models. There's so many.
Yes.
So diverse.
Yeah, exactly. So we did post some behind-the-scenes stuff. And but we are working on the official music video. Very exciting because it is Mad Mommy Production's first music video, and we've been working on it, you know, for quite some time now. But yeah, it's coming down to the last few days. We're getting ready to submit it this week, and I'll just be glad once it's finished because it's been quite a challenge.
Yeah, but you know what I think I love about. Is we are always faced with challenges. And I think, oh, I have to do it. Because we learned so much. And, you know, we put our hands in the virtual fashion show. That was so much fun. And I learned so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then now the music show. And it's just really nice to see all of, you know, everybody coming together. Even in the middle of the pandemic.
Yep.
You know, still find ways to create art.
Exactly.
And take care of, you know, take care of our passions.
Yep. So, yes, the music video was a lot of fun, and I want to talk a little bit more about it when Ms. Dawn Reese calls in here in just a little bit from Hollywood Connections. But I wanted to touch on your side of it. And, man, just back to the Super Bowl, honestly, I mean, well, now, you know, there was debates about even having the Super Bowl, but they made it happen even though we're amidst a pandemic, and, you know, a lot of things changed. I was down there the majority of the time, in and out, checking things out. They were very strict on how many people they really let in there. There were a lot of cardboard figures, as you could see. In the stands, people paid $100 each to have their photo attached to a cardboard figure. I know that even one family put their dog on there. It was interesting to see in the background during the game. You know, unfortunately, it had to be that way, but some people still got to be seen on national television that way. But, you know, so doing things virtually, it's obviously been challenging, and it's the new way. Hopefully it's not something that we need to become accustomed to, because I like things the old way. How about you, Miss Nikki?
Yeah, I actually, you know, I thought it was very creative the way they did it.
Yep.
You can still feel the support all over the world about Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You know, up here in the United States, the Super Bowl is a big, big.
It's huge. It's huge. The whole world is you know, yeah, because it's a big celebration. And that's why the security was very heightened, because they were concerned about, you know, anything that could happen. So,
And really, recently, in the last, well, a few months, and we actually see a lot more talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, though, you know, always something's going to happen, no matter what, even with the heightened security. There was a streaker that stopped by the Super Bowl last night, just for a short bit, long enough to get arrested.
For about 2 seconds now, and I truly tell you, watching Super Bowl, we
have
never seen a streaker that actually takes the field.
Well, luckily, here's the thing. He wasn't completely nude. He was wearing clothes of some sort. Yeah. And shoes.
Yes.
And as much as I'm laughing about it, because it was comical and people were cheering him on, and But at the same time, he did break the law, and he did breach the field, and it could have been a very scary moment, honestly.
And I have to agree with that. Just as much as that was funny and comical.
Right.
We're very lucky that way.
We were lucky that's all it was, because, yeah, exactly. Even with that heightened security, how did this guy get on the field, you know? At first, when I thought it was staged, but then I saw he had been arrested. And I really think it was honestly just a stunt. Hey, he got famous over it. That is for damn sure. And this guy, I saw his mugshot. He was smiling. You know, as I'm laughing at it, he broke the law. And I'm glad they did apprehend him and make sure that everyone was secure there.
I was not a fan of our halftime show. I know that's one. Yeah, I was not.
Oh, the halftime show? I mean, it's 50-50. Listen, the young kids liked it. My daughter was on her FaceTime with all her friends. They were all singing to the song. They were digging it, okay? Now, the people that are like your age or my age and older, no, they were not loving it. No. And, I mean, I've seen a lot of memes going around about it today. Especially the costumes, but I can tell you that that was a creative way, you know, because it did all have meaning, it all came together, but with the masks, how they incorporated the masks into it.
Yeah, so again, like I said, so like we're talking about everybody in the last year who is an artist who are doing something, we have to find new ways. And I'm definitely going to give it props for the creativity. And even in the performance on the stage, everybody was 16 because of how the props were staged. And so, you know, kudos for keeping it, you know, for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, now I'm going to be honest, I got Madeline over here giving me bug eyes because I kept falling asleep during the Super Bowl. Listen, I got up early yesterday morning. I was up all night. I was out there at the stadium.
I got up early.
No, I was up way before you, okay?
And you fell asleep.
And the cooking, I was cooking. I made all kinds of cool food, ribs and wings and mac and cheese and everything that everybody wanted, some nice salad and whatnot. And then I fell asleep. And she kept waking me up. Right, Madeline? Go ahead, tell them.
Yeah, I was watching the whole show and both of them were sleeping the entire night. And I thought it very rude.
So she kept waking me up, luckily, so that I could see the halftime show. What was your favorite commercial?
The Edward Cadillac commercial.
She loved the Cadillac commercial with Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
That was interesting.
I like the Budweiser commercial. I thought that was pretty cool.
I think always the Budweiser commercials are always extra, though. They're always good.
They are. There was a couple other ones, too, that I love the Super Bowl commercials.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't fall short of that.
No.
I love the Shields one with Patrick Fisher and
Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
I can't think of her name.
Madeline said Gwen Stefani?
No, it wasn't Gwen Stefani.
Iggy Azalea.
But the
actual
actress is Iggy Azalea. That's funny. Yeah, it's kind of song of the shed. So that was cool. I like that.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah. Well, I think that most Americans were excited about the Super Bowl. And, you know, I mean, I speculated long before this. I really had a good feeling about it for Tampa Bay that they were going to win. And they did. We went down. We had passes for the Super Bowl experience, which was really cool. That was down at the Riverwalk in Tampa. And that had been going on for a couple weeks, actually. A lot of people, they had passes available, free passes. So we went down and actually got to watch a beautiful display of fireworks just outside of the Sheraton Hotel there on the water. If you're friends with us on Facebook, there's a live video of that. So that was very exciting, and seeing all the really cool stuff down there. It was a zoo. There was a lot of people, but everyone was wearing masks, and they were all following the social distancing guidelines. And I heard in Tampa last night there was none of that going on. So they've been rethinking how they're going to do the parade. Normally, the team would go to Disney this year. So,
I think they may be going to Disney. I just don't think they're doing the parade.
Yeah, they're not going to do the parade, right? I thought I heard their parade was canceled. But then I got involved. I'm in a private group for the Super Bowl. And I was on a show earlier today for the WFLA News Channel 8. They did a live on social media, and they had, they were asking us to ask questions in the comments or leave, comments about the parade. And it really looks like, I think they're probably going to, the mayor spoke before we got on there. She gave a speech, and they're going to have meetings about it. They are going to have something in the next few days. They just don't know, it hadn't been confirmed this afternoon. But I know the Tampa Bay Lightning, when they won the Stanley Cup, they did a boat parade. And it was right out there where they did the NFL experience on the Riverwalk. So it's looking like they're going to do something on the Riverwalk out there again, another boat parade, which is great. It's a great alternative. But at the same time, now you're still going to have those crowds flooding in. So it's very controversial. Some people don't want it at all. Some people are like, they're just sick of this whole thing. To hell with it. Just go out there and do it. The spread of coronavirus is real, people. Like, it's been in my family. And it doesn't just go away. It takes a very long time to get over it, if you live through it. So, it's nothing to joke around about. But so I left a comment stating, because I've noticed there's a lot of virtual things going on. We've even done our own virtual fashion show. So what the heck? So I suggested that they just, maybe just have them go out there and do the parade. Don't announce it. Go out there early in the morning or something and do it one day in the next couple of days and film it and then just show it on television. So, I was recognized. My comment was acknowledged and shown on the breaking news today. But it's still in question as to, what and where and as far as the parade. So we're all waiting, but go Bucks! Woo! Right?
Yes.
I know.
I definitely felt that here. All across the United States, but we have really felt it here in Florida. It was such a great day for all of us. It really was.
It was. Because, right now people are trying to grab a hold of anything positive they can. Anything positive. So that was a good positive thing that just happened. And, I know Tampa Bay, they made money too because there were people here spending money. So that helped the economy a little bit also, as far as our town goes,
That's good. That's something that we definitely need. I know that there they are, it is a big time to get back. We're trying to do it first.
Mm-hmm.
It's new territory, and it's something that we even talked about a year ago when it first happened, that everyone is going to be seeking, to see where we are now, but a year ago we chatted about this, on our coffee hour, that it's really nice to see that everybody is still living. The world really has to stop. Everyone's still living. People are still working. People are just trying their normal things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Really nice.
Oh, I got somebody else on the line here you're going to love to talk to. Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Is this Miss Dawn Reese from Hollywood Connections?
Yes, go Bucks. What a night.
Yes.
I got a funny story. So I bought a lot of food. We had my family over, and my husband looks at the kids, my nephews and grandson. He goes, "Sorry, kids, nobody's having cake unless the Bucks win."
I know. I saw that video this morning. I was cracking up. It's so funny. And the kids were all looking at it like, huh? What?
I know. Well, it's so funny. Ellen, I've got a treadmill, my Tony Little. I got this, like, leg master thing. I got a Body by Jake set up, my trampoline and my bike. So my grandkids and my nephews come over, and they're bored, and the only thing they can do is exercise.
So my awesome too. Yeah. And then I got the massage chair. So if you're not exercising, you're getting a massage over here.
I know. I'm so excited. Our anniversary is on the 27th, and my husband ordered one, and I cannot wait. And we were going to go someplace for our anniversary in Denver, and not yet, but he's like, would you? I said, I'll take door number two. But yes, we're excited about that. Tomorrow is my hubby's birthday, so we're going to Merritt Island.
Oh, yeah,
happy
birthday, Bert.
Yes, yay. He's not the big 55 yet, Ellen.
Oh, thank goodness, me either. We're getting close, though.
No. I know. So,
oh
anyway,
my gosh, I got Nikki on the line.
Oh.
Say hello.
Hey, Miss Nikki, the photographer to the stars. She's amazing.
I know, right? She is. She's awesome. We were talking a little bit about the music video and how much fun, what a wonderful day we had that day, and everybody that pitched in and helped out and made donations, and it all came together very well, and we've just about got that product finished, and I made sure to include everyone that was a part of that somewhere in the music video, so we're very excited about that, and thank you so much for all your help with the casting, Miss Dawn, and also you have a little solo part too.
I did. You know, it's so funny, Ellen. I don't sing. I do karaoke in the car, but I had an opportunity to harmonize with some amazing with some amazing guys, and the camaraderie between everyone was so amazing. And you know, we just wish you much success with this. What, you know, where the outcome is in the Christian Film Festival. That, you know, just that God just speed ahead, and his hands are on it. And
I know,
we're
so blessed to have all of you, because we couldn't have done it with all of you guys there doing it, coming together as a group, and all the celebrities that jumped in to join us. We're very excited, and thank you so much, Dawn.
Yeah, I do. I want to thank everybody for the food. And, you know, Renee, I have to tell you that Bruno's Pizza out there in Hudson, I had to go get that pizza. And I brought it home. My husband said, it is the best. If you've not tried their pizza, you have to try their pizza sometime. Bruno, it's so good.
So earlier I did announce how they donated enough baked ziti and homemade bread and salad for everybody. And we had like 50 people there. And such an
amazing
blessing. And, oh, my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, oh, a beautiful cake. Well, beautiful cake. So we had the whole nine yards. And speaking of the nine yards, I mean, guys, what do you think about this whole Super Bowl thing? Is that not cool or what?
That's cool. I'm watching all the comments on social media about the halftime. And it was so funny between everybody, you know, with us in our older ages, in our 60s, I looked at my sister-in-law, I'm like, who is that singer? And I didn't get it until he got the other song, In the Light. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I got it.
Well, like I said, it was about 50-50 because the kids loved it. You know, they love that music. Madeline was on a FaceTime chat with all her girlfriends, and they were singing to it. But now our generation, we're sitting there going, oh, my goodness. I know I saw where Butch Patrick even made a post about it, and he said, please bring back Lady Gaga, he said.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what everybody's comments are, you know, but it's their own opinions. But, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
It is interesting.
So,
and everyone was celebrating and having such a great time. I jumped in today on a news channel. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. Congratulations.
Yes, they liked my comment because they're still trying to decide what to do about the parade, you know.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I don't even know what's going on with Gasparilla. They put that forward, didn't they?
So I heard it was pushed forward, then I heard it was canceled. Now I heard they've pushed forward the Florida State Fair until March. I don't know. It's just
wow.
Very confusing. Yeah.
What about the Strawberry Festival?
I don't know, Dawn. I'm going to reach out to Miss Pat because we do the parade every year. She's on my Facebook page. So I was going to ask her. I don't know. I'm going to find out this week, though. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, so how's
gotcha.
It going with the Hollywood Connections and the boat? Tell everybody how to find you, Dawn.
I appreciate that. We have Sunkissed Charters on Facebook. We're getting that ready by March. It's almost there. So we have a 37-foot endeavor taking out on a charter 3 hours, 4 hours. And, well, it's actually 3-hour minimum, $100 an hour for 3-hour minimum out in the Gulf of Mexico. We have amazing crew. And for Hollywood Connections, just to give a shout-out, I'm doing a big talent search coming up for singers to come on the air. And anybody that's interested, they can audition live on the air. And we're going to have the community vote, and then whoever wins, they'll get airtime that we pay for. So I'm working on that.
Oh, nice.
That's coming up. Yeah.
Okay, okay. Awesome. And then you've got the Hollywood Connection still going on, right?
Yes, yes, every Wednesday from 6 to 7 on the Tantalk Radio Network. And then we also have other specials that are coming up. People want to buy half-hour specials during, you know, different times. So if they have a business or they have an opportunity, they can be on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, as well as if they want to promote a product, a book, and just get in touch with me. I can give my number at 727. Oh, there go my dogs, 871. 7788. Sorry, I got a Jack Russell there. And just let me know if you're interested.
Awesome.
That's what happens
to interviews. I know, right? Oh, and your dog is so cute. Is there anything else you'd like to add on for the listeners to know?
I just want to say thank you for the music video and the opportunity that you took a negative situation from something else that happened, and you turned it into a blossoming, blooming flower, and you made a lot of people happy, and that's what I kind of want to end with, because you took that football and you made a touchdown with it and said, I'm going to do it, and yeah, so it makes a difference when somebody comes through on their word. Yeah, especially in Hollywood, it's hard to trust people. And you came through. Yeah.
Yes. And so and we're going to just pray about the submission. We're going to pray about it and hope that this project, you know, at least, you know, at the very least, everybody gets to see it on the big screen. So.
That's right. That's right. Well,
and it will be on YouTube. It'll be on YouTube. Well, once we know if we've been nominated or not, I'll go ahead and release it to the public. So.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, it was a phenomenal opportunity. It was so much fun. But then we have to do that Lazy River now coming up.
Yes. Yep. Very exciting stuff. So thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy schedule. I know you're very busy to call in today.
Thank you so much, Alan. Bye, Nikki. And everybody get their headshots by Nikki. She's amazing. Get them done. Get her done. All
yeah.
right. Bye, Alan. Have a great
Woo,
night.
So much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, she's so cute. Thanks, Miss Nikki. You still there, honey? Hanging in there. All right. Listen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and do coffee time with Ellen and Nikki today. Yeah, it was fun today. Dawn's a lot of fun. She cracked me up.
Yeah, me too. I love her.
Awesome sauce. All right. Well, till next time. Take care, Miss Nikki. Bye.
You guys too. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that's it. That pretty much concludes the show. Madeline, you want to say goodbye? Good night, Ethel. I guess Ethel's gone night-night already, so. Oh, there she is. You going to sing to everybody and say goodbye? That's a listener.
No, it's a caller.
It's a listener.
Answer it.
I'm not. It's a listener.
No.
Answer it? Okay, real quick, like, I'm going to answer it. Hello? Who is it?
Hey!
Who's calling?
This is anonymous. I wanted to put my views in on the halftime show last night. The Weeknd is a great. The Weeknd is a great singer, and I think everybody should respect him a little bit more.
Oh, I think his voice sounds very familiar to me, to be honest with you.
No, I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, go listen to The Weeknd. He's a great singer.
I know, Madeline, you enjoyed The Weeknd's halftime show, sweetie.
I'm sorry, I don't know who Madeline is, but yes. I definitely enjoyed it.
Excuse me, could you do me a favor? Can you sing the Facebook Instagram song for everybody?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
Facebook, go. Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
Woo! Good night, Ethel.
Good night, Ethel.